When we think about reducing our climate footprint, cleaner forms of energy like solar, wind, and natural gas come to mind. But one woman is going a bricks and mortar route. She's less concerned with creating new energy than holding on to what she's got. The Allegheny Front's Kathy Zhao has more on one of Pittsburgh's first certified passive houses.
It's starting to feel like spring outside, and Lucy DeBarbaro is probably more excited than most people for the warm weather. She's been waiting all winter for her new house to be built. DeBarbaro, who's from Poland, and her German husband aren't building a typical American home because she says they don't want pesky indoor drafts creeping in during the colder months.
I would feel impotent if I lived in my home and all the energy that I'm pumping into it was like escaping, right? So I would feel that, and probably people do, because there's their money sort of like, you know, leaving their home, escaping through the windows and cracks.
DeBarbaro says her new duplex will be super insulated. They're using a rock wall type of board made from industrial waste. She says waste is actually good for maintaining the temperature and keeping moisture out of the walls. They're calculating all kinds of variables.
We account for all the shadows that fall on the house. We account for energy loss in the corners, around window openings. And every material is modeled and predicted in this computer model for the building.
Those calculations help them save money on heating, one of the most costly parts of owning a home in the Northeast. But money isn't their only motivator. Their primary goal is drastic reduction in the amount of energy it takes to run their home.
Rather than add energy, let's say from geothermal or solar, to address the house energy needs, the first principle is to reduce the energy needed by the house.
For a house to be certified as passive, it has to meet limits on how much energy is used for heating and cooling, as well as for appliances like the fridge, dryer, and hot water tank.
Passive house is beautiful because it's a performance-based model. It's not point-based like LEED.
LEED is more well known in the US as an energy efficient building standard than passive certification. In LEED, builders rack up points for green construction practices, like using recycled materials or adding solar panels. DeBarbaro says LEED looks at how a home is built, not how it functions.
In LEED, you know, the points gained don't translate to the energy savings. Whereas in passive house, you cannot meet the standard unless you pass tests.
Tests like air tightness. The house is filled with pressurized air. If it holds that pressure for a few hours without leaking, then it can be certified as passive.
The passive house is like a thermos, right? It's the idea of rather than keep adding the heat, you just retain it and take advantage of doing much more incremental, tiny addition to the heating.
And she really means tiny. Her heat pump will run on only 1,800 watts of power. That's about the same as an average hair dryer. DeBarbaro says the house will also be equipped with the most efficient Energy Star appliances. A typical hot water tank is about 80 gallons, but hers will be only 2, and all of her lights will be LEDs. The unique construction materials and efficient appliances that make a house passive also make it more expensive to build than the average American home. DeBarbaro says many people ask her when she expects to see a return on those investments, but she's concerned about more than just economics.
Do you only, you know, reach for things that are return on investments, you know? No, you also reach for things that are value for you. And for us, this is a value. We want to pay more because we believe this has implications for the environment.
DeBarbaro and her husband hope to move into their new passive home this summer. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kathy Zhao.